So I want to just acknowledge, and we're thrilled to have and welcome back our Hart brother back from in October when he was with us, our talented musical artist, B.A. Huffman. He will be providing our live music for this Easter intensive and Sunday service. He's been a church musician by age of 12, I hear, and developed a passion for the theater. After graduating from Carnegie Mellon University, B.A. built a successful career on Broadway and with Disney, as well as in domestic and international touring productions. Today, he writes and performs his original songs for New Thought communities with a unique combination of soaring vocals, passionate piano playing, and a heartfelt connection to his audience. That's all of us, Hart family. So if you're ready, anytime you're ready, we would appreciate that. And we are always flexible.
Hello, everyone. I apologize for my tardiness. I thought I was coming here early, but apparently we got started a little before my clock did. So anyway, I'm B.A. Huffman. It's so great to join you. Where are you all? There you are. Am I looking at you out in the ether? I'm just finding my light, finding my camera. There we go. Hi, peoples, all you wonderful folks out there. And this one here, right here. Hi. Okay, great. So I'm just going to play us in a little bit as we find the energy of this afternoon. It's a beautiful sunshiny day here in Port Angeles, and blue skies. Spring has started. I was just in Skagit Valley, Washington, where all the tulips are blooming like crazy. It's just stunning there. It's just such a wonderful reminder how after the sleep, after the tomb of winter, life always starts again. I was commenting to my mother as we were coming up here together. She's traveling with me this trip. And we were just sort of taking a minute to be in awe of how the earth knows to come right back around every single time, no matter how different my life is this year from what it was last year or from what it was 6 months ago when I last saw you. The earth keeps coming around, and those tulips are going to keep blooming, and the lavender is going to keep coming around. That's this area, right? Lavender. It's so constant. It's so reliable. And it's such a comfort to me knowing that after those dark winters, those dark weekends, those dark periods of in the tomb, there's always a promise of life again. And that to me is what we're going to celebrate all this weekend, is the process of the allegorical death and resurrection, the waiting time and then the resurrection. So I'm going to share with you just one little song before we get started with Jeshua. This is a song that I learned as a young child in western Pennsylvania, where I grew up, actually not far from where Judith Coates was for many years, although we didn't know each other then in the human sense. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread that love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, it's fresh like spring. You want to sing, you want to pass it on. wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You'll find it deep within. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know a life of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know life of love has come to me, a heart of peace and harmony, with kindness for the world to see. I want to pass it on. Thank you. And we'll keep getting these sound things worked out. I just now learned not to lean too far forward to this black bar or we get a loud screech. So I'll know how to do that. All right. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Eva, and you can bring in the next part. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to be in your presence. And thank you for sharing your beautiful voice and your enthusiastic playing. We love it. And we love you. Thank you. So now, yay, let's give him another hand. And all the people on Zoom are also clapping for you. Enjoying it. So now we come to the part of our event, our Holy Week, where we invite Judith, our beloved friend, teacher, master, to channel Jeshua for us on this Maundy Thursday with the Last Supper. Thank you for being here, Judith. Thank you.
Three. One or two? Let's choose three and five. How about that? It is my great joy to be amongst you in this fashion, to remember, put back together again, that which might have gone a bit asunder, and to bring to memory a day that you shared with me. Because in truth, all of you so gathered in this day were with me on what has been termed the time of the Last Supper. And yet, I share with you that the Last Supper was not your Last Supper. It was not even my Last Supper, because I enjoyed human life. I enjoyed being amongst you. So, I came back, as you have done. When one Yeshua is worshipped because I rose from the dead, you do this every morning when you wake up and you claim, I am the arisen Christ. I am awake. I am alert. I am thinking, feeling, and celebrating everything in my life, even the hard times I celebrate, because I knew and know that each time there is something to come up over, you rise higher. So it is a time for celebration. It is a time to claim your power of the arisen Christ. Every year you make for yourself a reason to have a holy day, a holiday, and let it spread out over the weekend and hopefully into the rest of the days of your life to the place where you know, truly come alive in knowing, I am the arisen Christ. Yes, you are. You are here. You are feeling. You are smiling. You are celebrating the life that you are. Even those of you who say, but oh, my aching back. It is speaking to you. It is allowing you to know that you're alive. Oh, I didn't want it that way. All right, banish it. Let it be gone. You are born anew every morning or evening when you wake up. You are the arisen Christ, as you will claim it. It is not just one walking, moving, talking Christ. It is everyone, as you claim your lineage. You are the risen Christ. And that is what we're going to be sharing over the days that we spend together. We're going to be arising in that laughter that you know so well, the laughter that starts from below and bubbles up and you can't hold it back. And all of you know that feeling where you have been with someone in maybe a totally respectful worship place, and you have thought of something, remembered something that was humorous, and all of a sudden you couldn't hold it back and you started laughing, and everyone said, what is she laughing at? What is he laughing at? And they want to know, because laughter feels so good. It is almost as good as music. Music is one of the things that you brought forth a long, long time ago in a land far, far away. To quote a famous and familiar voice, that you wanted to feel, totally feel in the body, the rising up. And you know how that feels. It starts and you think, oh, I'm not going to laugh. No, it's perfectly all right. That was so funny. I wish, and all of a sudden, the smile is the mile. No wonder you have that terminology. And you begin to feel rejuvenated, alive again. And Easter happens in that moment. You come alive and you say, it feels so good to laugh. It feels so good to share the energy with another one. Each and every one of you, you are doing a most wondrous miracle. You have what is called your technology that brings right into the awareness that there is no distance. Ones may be on the beach somewhere enjoying the sun. Did you bring the beloved pet with you? Yes, I am speaking to you, yes. You bring every day the miracles into your life. You bring every day the love into your life. And you get to share that more and more freely as you open and say, I am the arisen Christ. I am no longer on the cross. I am right here with you. As I showed you, seemingly so long ago. And yet, where is it? Right here with you in this day. The arisen Christ, who is happy. Look at that. You have come alive in that moment. Each and every one of you, you do a miracle. And you smile And there is something that rises up within you that says, life is worth living. I won't be happy in this day. And even if there's all kinds of interesting things that happen, and you say, oh, I could be not too happy about what just happened. And yet in the next moment, I have seen you turn around and say, I know that there has to be something good just hiding around the corner somewhere. And you become as the little child that says, show me the joy in living. At this day and time, it was the same as when we shared life together, and many lifetimes we did this, walking together, sharing the funny, sharing the contemplative, sharing the answers to all of the questions. I have said to you other times, and I say it once again, I have walked with you. I walk with you when you are deep in thought and you are contemplating whatever seems to be the naughty question, sometimes naughty, but naughty question, and you wonder, what is the answer to this? And then, all of a sudden, there is a knowing that comes. I have seen this happen for you. And the smile goes across the face, and if you are into that certain elevation of energy, the laughter comes forward. Every day, there is something to celebrate. This weekend, you say, well, this is a special time. This is a time when someone more wise than I knew how to resurrect the body. I don't know how he did that. And yet, beloved ones, you do this. Every morning, you resurrect the body that has been lying in the tomb of sleep, preferably, and you get up and you say, first of all, what do I have to do? Not that I have to, but what do I have to do today? Who will I see? Who am I supposed to see? And sometimes it is an oh no, and sometimes it is, hey, I can't wait to see that special person that I laugh with, that special person who tickles my thinking. And you jump out of bed. Have you tried that lately, jumping out of bed? Have you? No? There you go, on the morrow. As you are pushing back the covers and thinking, oh no, I have to get up. Push them back and jump out of bed. It will surprise you. Especially if you don't land on your feet. But hopefully you will land on your feet. It is better that way. Allow yourself to celebrate each day, knowing that you are the maker of that day. You decree how that day is going to be. It is a no thing before you begin to experience it. You are the one who brings it together and says, this is a happy one, or says, oh no, not again. In truth, you would not be here in this day and time if you were not already celebrating life. You would have said, just put me away somewhere. But no, you have said, even in this day, you have said, I wonder what this day is going to bring. And so, even if the body said, well, you know, we're kind of stiff or whatever, you get up and you say, I will, I will, I will, I will. Hey, I am. And the energy flows. Try that on the morrow. I see my beloved friend, and the one you know is Judith, and she gets up and she says, I will, I might. And maybe, exactly. And what she is thinking is, I might go back to bed. I tell tales, yes. Beloved ones, we are celebrating this evening something that happened seemingly so many years ago, And at the point where we are celebrating this, it was an age-old celebration then. It was a time, we're talking about the what has been come to be known as the Last Supper, that I celebrated with you many, seemingly, lifetimes ago, when we had the companionship of being together and to break bread together. I see somebody has already broken this bread. Okay, it is easier that way. But some lifetimes ago, we celebrated what is known as the Last Supper. And as is true many times with, not to worry, I'm after the water bottle. Not to worry, ones do not have to see me. Now there is a thought. How about if I gave to you this evening's message from under the table? You don't have to see me. There is nothing so refreshing as water, the elixir of the gods. You have heard it called that. And it is. The body needs it from time to time. The body rejoices. But to get back to what has been termed the Last Supper, this was a celebration well known and practiced many years in a certain grouping of thought known as the Passover, when there was what you have just recently experienced, the pandemic, where there was a dis-ease, an unease of the body, that circulated amongst the population. And ones prayed to their God that it would be over soon, as you did in the past couple of years here, and have said, please let it pass over and not affect me and my family. I have heard that being said in the last couple of years of this timing. Very same. You get to experience it one more time. And it was the feast of the Passover, where the angel of the Lord passed over and held that household in health and did not let, as the thinking was, did not let the bad energy, bad, come and affect the family. And so the angel passed over. You were protected as you have been in the past 2 years here. You are experiencing in this time the Passover. And so there was a feast, a celebration, a rejoicing that you were coming out of that which could have been a little bit threatening to the bodily form, same as you've just experienced. And as you are here now celebrating, the angel of the Lord has passed over and protected you. Here you are. You have had your own Passover. Okay. But I digress. This was a time with my disciples and others as well. Now, it has been depicted that there was this big table and that I sat in the middle of it, and there were six disciples, and there were six disciples, and that's all there were. Well, no, there were more in the room. There were, first of all, the ones of you who prepared the food and passed the food to the disciples and me, and also to the other tables in the room. Were there other tables? Yes, of course. I like a big grouping. And we had a big grouping in the room. And the ones who were making the food, serving the food, they had their tables off to the side as well. The room was full of celebration. And it was a time of sharing love, of sharing human life, and being happy that you could reach out and hug another body and feel. Know you the hugs that are very close together and it is heart to heart? Yes. And how good that feels. Well, that's what we were doing that evening as well. And my disciples, as they have been called, these were close, very close friends. They were ones that I had traveled with. These were ones who helped me across the rivers as we journeyed. They were ones who helped me find a large mountain, perhaps, to go upon, because the ones who were hungering and thirsting for more understanding of life, they had to be housed somewhere, or they had to have a place to sit. And as I have spoken with you other times, they wore the raiment that was most wondrous, because there were the very deep pockets inside the cloak for carrying your bread, carrying whatever little bit of fish, perhaps, whatever bit of fruit that you wanted, very deep pockets. This one doesn't have pockets. Huh. I'll have to ask the seamstress. Where do I keep my food? That's small pockets. Oh, well, we will have to do some revision. Okay. Life is a process of revision. Have you noticed? You're always changing, which is good. But I digress. I'm very good at digressing. Maybe you've noticed. Anyway, it was a time of celebration dating back many years to the time of a pandemic. This pandemic that you are going through and have, for the most part, come through is not something new. Maybe it's a new little development thing. But basically, you've been there, done that. So that it is not totally new. It is to bring forth what you just experienced, the joy of being and the celebration of being, and to come alive in the various tones of the music and to say, I reverberate with that. I am alive with that, with the music, with the vibration. So, I digress. This was a time, seemingly a long time ago, when we celebrated the feast of the Passover. And it was a time of celebration, being with friends, ones that you have had come through challenges with. And as I walked and covered a lot of the countryside, speaking my truth, which allowed me to revitalize the body, because in truth, and hear me well, there is no death. At any point, you can remake the body. At any point, you have a knowing, a vibratory keynote within you. When activated, you come alive in it. I knew this of my father, my earthly father. Yes, he knew it. But my father as source. Now, why did I always refer to God the Father? It was because I spoke in ways that could be understandable to ones who were hungering and thirsting to have some clue as to why am I here, who am I here, and where am I going? I have heard all of you ask those questions. And as you garner a few years to yourself, you begin to say, Why am I still here? And wanting to know more, to experience more. And that's why. Because there is no expiration date on the energy of God, the vibration of God, the truth of God. So even though you may look at your calendar and say, well, I have lived all of these years, I must be getting close to my expiration date. No. And you have ones among you who are at the place where in past times that would have been way past the expiration date, but they are still here having fun. They are still here walking, hugging, swimming, coming alive in every morning, and feeling that life is a gift. I will unwrap it and see what's in it. And they do with enthusiasm. A clue, enthusiasm, in theos, in God. As you are abiding in God, in the knowledge that you are God, walking the earth, having experience of earthly being, you are entheos, enthusiastic. Hey, I get to play one more time. I get to play that music that has the vibration that makes my heart come alive. And everyone who is hearing it is also reverberating. Know you, as the tones come forth from what is being played here, and it reverberates off of you and is renewed again, you are living in that space of the living God. So if anyone ever asks you, have you ever seen, experienced, known the living God? You say, oh, yes, yes, he walks, he talks, he plays music. Yes. And the tones of the vibratory rate are there being received and put forward again. You are very much part of the music. You say, well, sometimes I feel that. Yeah, you know, really. But even more than that, you vibrate in tune to the vibrations coming from the different musical instruments, as they are called. But I digress. That evening, it was celebrating the Feast of the Passover, very much the same as you have been celebrating the Passover of the pandemic recently, going out of your consciousness and saying, okay, it's been here, done its thing, and goodbye. And so it is remaking itself in different form, and you are claiming your power, and you are saying enough, and waving goodbye to it. It is your servant. It has come. It has done its job. It has exited off stage. Everyone, you have joked about this. You all have the expiration date. And for some of your relatives, your loved ones, they are still alive, by the way, they have reached what they have termed their expiration date. And so they have expired. But it does not mean that they are away from you. It does not mean that they cannot hear you when you call them. It does not mean that they don't feel your vibration as you are in love with them. And you say, remember when? And you feel uplifted one more time. Many of you, at the first moment that the person seems to be absent from you, you feel a bit of distance, you feel cut off, you feel sad. And then, as you will allow, the knowledge comes to you that they have gone nowhere away from you. The body, yes, it is as the raiment that is put on. And when you are finished, you take it off and someone else can put it somewhere in a box, perhaps. And you go to the box and you say, it was fun, you know. We had a lot of fun playing. This, by the way, is quite beautiful. It does need pockets, though. does need pockets. Oh, well, we will see. Too. Perhaps ones can put pockets on the inside, do you think? I will see if I can find the seamstress, but I digress. That probably should have been my middle name. Probably could be the one who digresses, okay. But it is fun, is it not, to digress? You ever do that? Yes. Very good. Yes. This is most tempting, you see. Well, we'll get to this. Now, on the evening when we were celebrating the Passover in the history of the lineage, it was a time of joy. It was a time of sharing love, sharing the funny stories. Do you remember when there was a lot of that? Because there were funny times that we had shared, experiences when someone perhaps had tripped over something that no one else could see, and we had to help them back up again. Perhaps they'd had a bit too much of the joyful juice. Okay. And we told stories on each other and on ourselves, humorous stories, the same as you do when you are out celebrating. And you say, you remember that time? And the other person said, I don't want to talk about that. And you say, but it was funny. And they say, well, maybe to you. And I have heard that being said, a time of celebration. I knew that I was going to be asked to make demonstration of the ongoingness of life. I had come from outer space, the space traveler, the same as you have. You may claim it. Why do you get so excited about your various programs on your square box? And you say, oh, I really wish that I could travel that far, to far, far lands and far relatives and know them again. I wonder, and you go off in your, what is called your daydream, or you're thinking about what might have been. But it is true. There are memories that you have kept with you far in the recesses of your mind, where you have done the space travel. Of course, if you can remember it, you have done it. And more than what you can remember, you have done. You are wealthy in experiences and memories, some of which you're going to say, well, I'd rather I didn't remember that, etc. But every expression of life is to be treasured. Every experience, even a crucifixion, is to be treasured. Because you have been there, done that, and where are you now? Right back. If you keep doing that, you are going to X, Y, and Z. And so you kept doing it, and yes, you fell down the stairs, your bicycle fell over, whatever. You kept doing it. And so that has been a message that you know well. If you keep doing that, if you keep making a body, incarnating, sooner or later, you're going to let it go, one way or another. And you have tried every type of being born, every type of whatever you wanted to experience. You have then resurrected as a spirit that you are on to another adventure. What else is there? The spirit wants to express. So the evening that we spent together, and yes, you were there. 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 You played a different instrument in that lifetime, but you were there. Okay. And all of you so gathered, seemingly so far away, you were there, which is why you feel the call within you, the heart saying, Yeshua, I remember times with you. Yeshua, I remember the times we laughed. Yeah, that was funny. I know. You didn't think it was so funny when you tripped over that log, but if you had seen yourself tripping over the log, you would have laughed too, etc. Many good memories. Those of you sometimes in your dream time, when you put the body down to rest and you have the dreams and you wake up and you say, that dream was so real. You know, I really felt like, yeah, well, you were there. Even in this moment when you think this is all there is to me, activating this body, this is who I am and this is all I am. No, even in this moment as we are speaking and you are processing information and ideas, remembrances of other lifetimes come up and you say, oh, could that be? Yes, it could be and is. You are much more than just what you see the body to be, just what you think you are activating, even in one slice of time. Even as you are driving your vehicle and looking at the most wondrous landscape going by, you are activating, the spirit of you is activating another one of you. I know, it boggles the mind. And you'd better not get too enamored with it, or you may drive off the road. Okay. I jest with you, but it illustrates a point. When you think this is all there is of me, you are putting yourself in a box. And what is the next thing the spirit wants to do? To knock out the sides of the box, of course. I want to be all that I can be. Even in one lifetime, many of you have had the experiences of being, well, pick a vocation. You have been the doctor. You have been the house cleaner. You have been the one who was the professor. You have been the one who said, I'm not going there. I'm going to stay right here in this little corner of this geographical slice, right here. I wouldn't try to go somewhere else. Look at where you've been in this lifetime. Look at where you started out. Look where you are now. And that is not to say this is all that you're going to, because as you get an idea that I'd like to experience something else, then you say, okay, I will go on my big flying bird and I will go and experience Antarctica or close to it. I will go and see what else there is, even on Mother Earth. And oh my goodness, what's happening nowadays with certain ones of your friends, and I use that broadly, who have gone into what is called outer space. And you are saying, wow, do you think maybe in another lifetime I can do that? We have news for you. You've already done it. That's how you got to Holy Mother Earth, from outer space. Ah, why do you think you like the science fiction? It's not fiction. It is your history. It is what you have known, experienced, where you have gone, because you are the ever-expressing, renewing Spirit. What more is there, you have asked? Some of you even have that written in something you put in the wall hanging. What more is there? I want to know it all. What would it look like from the top of that tree? And then you get kind of a picture in your mind. How do you get that picture in your mind if you have not been at the top of a tree? Jeshua, you mean I've been the bird, the big eagle that could fly to the top of the tree? Of course you have. You haven't always been walking on Holy Mother Earth. And you have not always been the small little whatever, that worm that crawls just on the surface or even underneath of Holy Mother Earth. You want to and have experienced all. So these were the stories that we shared that evening of the Last Supper. Now, was it my Last Supper? In that lifetime, perhaps, with that gathering of friends. But it was not my Last Supper. I enjoyed eating. I enjoyed the baked goods. Any of you have that feeling that you like the baked goods?
Yes.
Well, yes. Of course. And many lifetimes you have been the one who made the baked goods for other ones. And then you have said, but that piece is mine. And it was. Anything that you can imagine, anything that you can wonder about, you have already been there, done that. Maybe you liked it, and maybe you didn't. Maybe you've come back for seconds or thirds, whatever. So on that evening, we shared some of the goodness of Holy Mother Earth, the baked good of the bread and the essence of the grape. And we shared love and joy. We told the jokes. We told the stories. We told our hopes, our plans for the future. We said, do you think it's really possible that ones could go as high as the clouds are? And there was a knowing that said, yes, I can imagine what Holy Mother Earth looks like from perhaps the top of the tree, but maybe a little bit higher than that. These were stories that we shared at the Last Supper, ideas. I knew, even if I didn't want to go there, that the next few days were going to be interesting, quote unquote. Okay. Now, as an aside, I had practiced with the wise ones in far lands, with the masters of the Far East. I spent some time, several years actually, studying with the masters who knew how to leave their body asleep and to travel to what we would call far lands or new ideas. I knew how to allow the body to be sleeping at a very low vibratory rate and then to come back to it. What I did in my experience in the next few days was to totally allow the flame of the spirit identified with the body to be extinguished to the point of going somewhere else to experience. That I had not practiced. And there was still a small question, would I be able to do it? Through the help of the angels who came to visit me in the tomb, I knew that I could allow it the body, to cease vibration and to come back and reactivate the body. I had not done this when I was in the Far East with the masters there. I had come close to it, but I hadn't come to the point of allowing it to be what you would call ceased, dead, finished, because it wasn't finished. I knew I wanted to come back and walk with, as it turned out, my friends, the disciples. So this was going to be, and did turn out to be, a different experience, and one which I treasure. All of you have done this. You have all allowed the vibration of the body to come to the zero point, and you have taken that vibration as the angel, now that you would call it, so that you could go and visit other places, other times, other people. And you have come back with a remembrance, same as when you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, I had this most wondrous dream, and I was walking with, and you name whoever it was, someone perhaps you know from your history. And one say, well, you couldn't do that because, you know, they're not here any longer. You say, well, it didn't matter. I found them, and we talked and we walked, and it was as alive as speaking to you right now, as alive as you are. How alive are you? Well, pinch yourself and you say, oh, that hurts. Okay, you're alive. How alive are you to me? You are alive because of belief. All of those who are coming on what is called the Zoom, you are alive. But to me, I take it on trust. I know that you're alive, but not through what you would call the certain mechanical means. That is what you call the proof of the pudding afterwards. That says, well, they have to be alive because I've seen pictures of them. I've talked with them on my far telephone, far speaking, sound, here, phone. Miraculous ones, what you bring together as reality that makes it possible to prove to you that you are not separate from another one. See how wonderful you are, how your language even supports the allness of you. I know you are alive. I know you are smiling. I know you have just gone to the kitchen to get something to eat. Sounds like a good idea. Okay, enough of the talk. We will celebrate the Passover. We will celebrate our oneness. Take and pass it along. Yes. And those of you who are at a seeming distance, have the bread that you have prepared. Yes.
It's so wonderful.
Very good. Yes. Most people, I do wish, turn to the ones who seem to be far distant and show them what you are doing with your food. Ah, there you go, yes. And the fresh baked bread, it smells good, does it not? Yes? Very good. You have devised a body which has extra wonderful sensory, one you call the olfactory, which then goes into the mouth and you are enjoying it. Perfect. Of course, you know. When we were cutting the bread, I asked Jeshua, okay, how many pieces do we need? And he said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. And Bill was slicing away, and he came to the end of one slice, and he said, you think that's enough? And here we are. I am going to say, you know, symbolically, I said to my disciples, which are you, all of you, this is my body, represents the physical, which will be broken and put back together again. I didn't say that point. Yes, oh my. Take and eat of it. Very good. Yes. A bit chewy. Not too bad. This is bread that has been baked yesterday. It's a bit more chewy. Not exactly. I'm not complaining. Especially if this was all you had to eat, you'd be most happy to have it. And there are ones of brothers and sisters in this day and time who would be most happy to have a piece of bread. Very good. And after the bread, he took the wine and he passed it to the disciples. This is symbolic of my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins. Don't I love that? It has come down in your custom that as you drink of seemingly my blood, there would be the healing, forgiveness for any sins. Now, in truth, there have not been many sins. There's been but one sin of forgetfulness. And as soon as you remember that you are one with me and that you are the love of the Father, Mother, God, going forth to experience and express, that is forgiven. Never really needed forgiveness because you are all that the Father is, you are brought into a certain point of reality. Drink ye all of it. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I expect all of you to gather in the kitchen later, and some will be washing and some will be drying. Yes, tiny, tiny towels, big hearts. Beloved ones, everything in your experience is a clue to remind you of the allness that you remind are. You that you are the joy of the Father being your source. When I spoke of the Father, it was to bring it closer home than just to speak of spirit. In that day and time, the Father was the loving personage in the family who provided for everyone's needs, and hopefully for the love. He kept the family together, kept the family fed, housed, etc. So I spoke of the Father because the Father physically is the source also of the next generation. But it was more than just the Father, more than just the masculine, as all of you have come to understand. All of you have questioned throughout lifetimes when it was known as just the male with a power. And you have said, well, what about the woman who gives birth? What about the woman who does the cooking, the cleaning, the loving, the changing of the whatever that needs to be changed? What about the feminine? Just masculine by itself would be missing something. Yes. But the Father God that I speak of, now you understand, is the allness of Source, capital S. Go and speak the truth to your brothers and sisters, that the Father God is also the Mother God. And without the Mother God, you would not be. Therefore, exalt the feminine as well as the masculine. Know that in your parlay, it takes two to tango. At least it's much more fun that way. That was the evening of the Last Supper. Now, in truth, we have to rename that because it was not my Last Supper. Because when I reactivated a body, it was not the very same body, but I reactivated a body. I had many suppers after that. For as I have shared with you, when Mary and I boarded ship and went to what you call now Great Britain and had lifetimes there and then went on to France and through Germany and through what you call the Far East, we reveled in being, capital B, in being, traveling as you do when you enjoy traveling and interacting with other ones of other countries, as it is called now. We did that, of course. As I have shared with you in other times, we traveled and we would stay in a village for a while. And when it was becoming noticeable that we didn't quite age the same as the villagers did, then we would have to go visit, as we would say, we would have to go visit some of our relatives at a distant land somewhere. And so we would get our donkeys together and we would pack up a wee bit, including the small ones, because we were always taking some in under our wings. And we would travel somewhere else. I'm sure you have some traveling music you can play later for us. Yes? Very good. Yes. So we traveled, we experienced for another, what you would call 600 plus years, because there were places we wanted to see, relatives we wanted to visit, relatives unknown to us until we landed in the village. And yet there was a feeling that you all have had with friends who are as heart family. You speak of that on your Zoom, where you go Zooming to see ones, and they are your heart family. We did that for another 600 plus years because there were exciting places and exciting customs, things that we vaguely remembered or things that we wanted to experience. I wanted to climb. I had been there when I studied with the Masters of the Far East, but I had done some what you call the mountain climbing. And I loved the exhilaration of standing at the highest point on that geography and being able to feel one with all that I could see, one with everything from that vantage point. So I said to Mary, hey, this is what I've told you about. Let us go and see it again. And so we did. So, of course, it took us 600 years and more. And it was joyful. Did I know that at the time of the Last Supper? No. Did it unfold the same as your life has been unfolding? Yes. Things that you think you might do, and then something else comes up and you say, oh, well, I'll do that later. I'm going to go with this friend to visit some other thing that you didn't even know you wanted to visit until you heard about it, and off you go. That is life. Capital L. Live it to the highest and most. Make every meal your Last Supper. If you are abiding in separation, let it be known that I am everything that I see, that I think, that I feel, and more. That is what the Last Supper is about. Celebration. And know that any time you raise the glass, I am with you in spirit. So be it.
Coming together to celebrate life, shining like stars in the brilliant night sky, here for each other in joy and in pain. Grateful for this family, spiritual community, the love we share is sunshine after rain. All is well. Stronger, all is well. All is well when we are together. Greater, stronger, all is well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we're together, it feels like home. Kindred spirits never alone. Let's join hands and sing our song. Music is the food of love. At this table, more than enough. In this moment, take a breath and sing along. All is well. We are together, greater, stronger, all is well. All is well when we are together, greater, stronger, all is well. Greater, stronger, all is well.